This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I try to watch to see if I see any interactions on the sideline or anything. Not that I see a guy walking right past another guy. I can't imagine that now. I remember those days because I had those days, and it's because I didn't trust the guy and I didn't like the guy. I didn't think he knew what he was doing. And if you read my body language back in those days with those teams that I was on, you could tell that I was pissed off. And when I see Aaron Rodgers on the sideline and I see him after the game in the postgame press conference, there is a major issue there, and both will deny it. I guarantee it, but there is an issue there because you have this 40-year-old Hall of Fame quarterback to be dealing with a coach that I think he doesn't respect.
Boomer Esiason, the Jets have their issues. The Bills have a new issue. It's being reported that Von Miller is being suspended 4 games without pay for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. This has been announced. Tom Pelissero is whose tweet I'm reading. So Miller will be out until week 9 now. That's the Dolphins. He'll miss the next 4 games. Not playing a lot, but he was making a difference. And now the Bills will be without Von Miller for 4 games. I don't know what exactly the infraction is, but something within the personal conduct policy here.
Yeah, sometimes there are things like... What was the timing of, was it during the season last year that he had the...
Yeah, I think so.
The situation with his partner. Sometimes the league takes a long time to sort... That's why, for instance, Rashee Rice, right, was thought to maybe be getting suspended at the beginning of this year, but it didn't go that way, and the league... It was thought might wait until they have all the information or whatever, and it, like, he could still be punished next year. Is something that I read as this season was ramping up and he wasn't getting suspended. So maybe that's what happened here with Miller. That's just a guess, and there could be something else that we don't know about that has happened in the interim here between that incident and now that could be causing this. But my best guess would be the traces back to that thing, but I don't know that. But 4 games, yeah, he has been. He hit a very light snap count on Sunday, but the game was pretty sideways. Prior to that, you know, and, you know, these other games have gotten sideways. He helped get them sideways. He was Miami. Like, he made, I think, the sack he had in the Miami game was on a fourth down that helped the Bills, you know, push that thing to just a blowout status.
One sack in each of the first 3 games.
Yeah.
Well, not great. Davante Adams requesting a trade being reported. So, earlier we talked about him, and I just want to put this back out there. Could the Bills trade for Davante Adams? There's always cap considerations, and I'm taking the, it suits me, it behooves me to do this, I'm taking the attitude that that will work itself out. He'll be traded to some team, he's expensive, even the Bills who have their limitations relative to other teams, I'm going to look at this as if they could be able to do it, okay? So you can do that differently if you want. I'm taking it as it's possible. The reason earlier I said that they can't, though, or wouldn't, is because of how this entire year has been a sea change in terms of wide receiver and everybody eats and all of this, and you've had a pretty good start here. And are we going to go right back to Alpha after all the press conferences and all the roster changes seemingly meant to move away from that? Most notably, of course, the trade of Stephon Diggs to the Texans. I can't see the Bills doing that, but I bring this up because I'm not sure that has to matter. All the talking, things change.
It's pro sports, right? I mean, I'm waiting to say exactly that. I know what you mean about like teams can always find some team will find a way. I think he'll get traded. I don't know how cooperative the Raiders will want to be about doing something with the contract, or even if they can at this date now that the season is underway. Because I think what the Browns did with Amari Cooper happened ahead of the season. I think once you get to the cutdown date, vested veterans, like you're sort of you're trapped in there. So I don't know, man. $25 million. I mean, the Bills don't have the market cornered on not having $25 million. I'll bet there's very few teams, if any, that have that much literal cap room right now. So somebody will finagle and they'll find a way. I don't predict it's the Bills for the reasons that you're saying, but I also am respecting the cap situation.
Okay.
Again, but I know why you're saying, because it does happen where you think, oh, how did they do that? But they did it. The point about how they have sounded, yeah, could just be, well, Devontae Adams wasn't available when we were putting our team together, and he is now. And so, you know, thanks for coming and listening to all of our news conferences where we talked about everybody eats. I don't know who holds that against them other than the dudes on the team, and that could matter a lot, right? I don't know, how would Josh Allen feel about it? Like, he's out here trumpeting this idea that he loves it like this, and you know, to the extent even that he made the point and got pushed on it because he said no one cares about stats, and everyone inferred that he, or thought that he was inferring that that meant, you know, Diggs was selfish or whatever. So, but all that said, yeah, the team could just do it because this is a great player and we're trying to win the Super Bowl and he's available now and we like the price and whatever. I don't predict they get there because I think more than just it's talk to get you through the offseason and build everybody up, I think they believe what they're saying. I think they did this with intent, with a purpose, and to turn your back on it after a 3-1 start, just I don't think that would really fly. To me, it would look almost panicky at this point. Now,
yes,
if, you know, we're going to be talking about Adams getting traded, hopefully not for as long as we talked about the Bills potentially signing Odell Beckham Jr. or DeAndre Hopkins, because that went on for months and that boat never came into port.
Listen, I think of those days very proudly.
Okay. I'm mostly annoyed about him because I felt like a chump for like sitting here going, oh, sure, Von Miller said they're going to get Odell Beckham Jr., so it's probably going to happen. Like, what, did I just fall off a truck? I feel like an idiot.
A turnip truck?
I thank you for filling
that
out.
Is that what it is?
Sure, I think.
Something about turnips?
Yep, yes. I cannot see them biting off a player at his age. He's 32 now. That cap number now. The cap number the next 2 years is $44 million. Yes, you can massage that and work with it, but it just does not line up. I don't know. I could listen to you think the Bills are this player away from winning the AFC. I just, at his age, with that financial commitment there, it's just tough. I Beckham, I like that idea. Hopkins, those felt like reclamation projects and prove it type contracts that they were likely to get from teams. This is not that. This is someone who has crossed the finish line numerous times of getting the big contract and is currently dead smack in the middle of a massive one. I just can't see them doing it with a player at his age right now. I don't love the idea myself.
Here it is. Like, that's what was interesting to me about thinking this through earlier is no. Everything that you've just said, everything I said before that, which is largely making a lot of the same points, just this was an seemingly intentional effort by the Bills to redirect, you know, things about their offense. And so how they're not even, like I said, you use the word panic. They're not a team in a position with that particular problem right now. Like, maybe the Chiefs are. Maybe the Jets are. Like, they're not getting anywhere. The Chiefs lost Rashee Rice. Although that's not yet been confirmed that it's torn his injury. Still, like, other teams maybe are more, the Bills are 3-1. Like, really doesn't, it's not going so badly, to put it one way. But all these points, and then, okay, Mike, should they though? And I can't just, I just don't want to say no. Because really, what they were, I've been making the point all summer that it was better the other way. You know, like, we're all sort of, we were done with Diggs, and it maybe feels good that he's gone. And okay, well, it's go Bills. So here's why this will work instead. For me, it was always good luck with that, you know? And so here might be an opportunity to really, like, have a dominant player at a position of need. It's been, you know, we've been round and round on that for years, even, really. And that's why I just don't want, you know, like, talk to me. Because it would just be really strange if the Bills dumped all of that in their present state. But that isn't the same for me as saying that they shouldn't. Because I would like their team more if Davante Adams were their ex-receiver rather than Mac Hollins. No offense. I think I'm a better team if I'm trading a draft pick.
Boy, you put it that way.
I mean, we're trying to win a championship, right? So they might look bad, and I don't know if that would matter to them, to Brandon Bean, for all the energy that's been spent on this. You know, it's kind of a good player that you could really use. Super Bowl window, etc. The Bills have company, right? The Chiefs,
the Jets,
the Chiefs traded Tyreek Hill and won anyway. This, it would be out of character for them. Nobody, I mean, rare is this trade anyway, but like, Kansas City has gotten by to say the least, without the move, like we talked about this with Diggs, the move, the complimentary move to that one. They really haven't made it, but they've been fine. So do they trade for a big fish? Like, wouldn't the Chiefs maybe think they don't need to do that? Maybe they're at a breaking point, though, where that's different. The Jets, the Rodgers connection, obviously. And, I mean, Garrett Wilson is a great talent, if not a great player, but not getting anywhere yet with him this year. I think he was having a better year last year.
Yes, he was. Every year of his career has been better than this year's start. The catches are comparable, but the yards are down.
Okay. I think other teams could talk about this. Dallas could talk about this. They like to make waves, and they have one good wide receiver. Mm-hmm. He's great, but they would become a team with like two massive contract wide receivers if they were to do it. The Steelers.
They're a contender, right?
You bet they think they are. Do you trade for Davante Adams when your quarterback is Justin Fields? The Ravens? They're an actual contender.
Yes.
And their wide receiver list doesn't go too long.
No, it doesn't.
They beat the Bills throwing like four passes to receivers on Sunday night. So I think that kind of makes sense, though.
I wanna like this idea, but I just don't.
Bills.
Yeah, I just don't. The age and the money, that's really it. I you know, where is the cliff? Are you buying the cliff? I mean, he had 103 catches last year. The yards were down, you know, somewhat dramatically. I mean, 400 yards less than the year before. Same number of games. Targets were close to the same. I don't know. Like, I'd be worried on buying a 32-year-old receiver with $88 million in cap hits the next 2 years after this one. Like, even if I could find my way to dealing with the cap hit right now and pay whatever price I'm paying, I think that cap hit is going to mitigate how well the Raiders are going to do in this trade, so I wouldn't expect the asset cost to be too much. I don't know, man. The money and the age, I'm scared. I'd be he's already got a hamstring injury, right?
Well, we maybe.
Yeah. I don't want to be two-faced about that. I was, you know, implying or flat out saying I don't think he's really hurt, so I'm not going to hide behind the injury. I don't like the age and the money. Period. I would love to get excited about this, because of the caliber of player this guy has been throughout his career and what the Bills receiving room looks like. I mean, when you say him on the field instead of Mac Hollins, I mean, holy cow. That's like, it feels like a 150% improvement. And I know how that sounds towards Hollins, but I mean.
And they love him, right?
Right. So
he blocks.
I can't imagine that. And I just don't like it. I don't like the money. I don't like the age. I'm scared.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, with Ross Tucker coming up just after 5. This is WGR.